T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. We're getting pretty close to just a month out of Danny's favorite day of the year.
Yeah. Labor Day is already gone.
Yeah, you're right. Well, as you know, Halloween. I mean, that's when it starts. When we get into October, you know, it's like the crunch starts, the holiday season. You can feel it. You still got time, but you feel it. Halloween is the beginning.
And, are you talking about Crunch the candy bar?
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, it's funny you bring that up because Q13 Fox's Liz DeWicke did post a tweet that led to a pretty fun debate on Twitter, but people were blowing it up.
Yeah, I saw her post that. First of all, I have terrible reading comprehension skills because I didn't fully read what she wrote. I kind of woke up from a nap and I saw what she posted. I'm like, oh, it's about candy. I want to chime in.
Yeah.
So I retweeted and commented on it. And then my feed just blew up from people, you know, debating her tweet. And I was like, this was a bad choice. I'm way too tired for this.
Yeah, yeah. See, you got to be careful what you retweet because all you want to do is just go, I like turtles and be done. You don't want to be involved in people going, you're wrong, Steve. And then you're like, what? Especially you. You're like, I'm done with
this. Yeah, especially with candy. Don't at me, bro.
Yeah. A lot of people were at you for your candy situation.
Well, I saw her tweet. And I thought she was saying, what's your favorite of the candy? Because she posted a picture of a bunch of candy.
Man. Oh, so you picked your favorite, which, of course, in her tweet is like, one of these candies has to go, pretty much. And Steve's like, well, here's what I love, thinking he's like, this is my favorite. And everyone's just like, Steve, you want that candy to go forever?
Yeah, I honestly, you know, I mean, if only she would have made a shorter blurb, which was really only like 7 words. Like, it was a sentence long and I didn't bother to read it.
I know, really. She was totally Twitter friendly on this one.
Yeah, I know.
It was just simple. If you looked at it, it's pretty simple. Liz just said, one has to go forever. Which one do you choose? And then she posted a picture of it. It looks like 6 fun size candy bars, and it was Kit Kat.
Yes.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, M&M's, Milky Way, and Twix. And she said, okay, one of these have to go forever. Which one do you choose?
You forgot Snickers.
Is Snickers in there?
Yep.
Yeah, it satisfies you, man.
Oh, man. Yeah. You know what? Yeah, you know what? It's because I guess you know which one's going to go.
You're going to get rid of Snickers?
Dude, I mean, I can't.
Of all of them?
Yeah, wow. I didn't even see it. Because I was sitting there as before Vicky pointed that out, I go, this is going to be tough. I don't know which one's going to be able to go. And how about just subconsciously my mind already threw Snickers out of there because I didn't even see
that's
it.
That's bad.
Well, it's funny because I guess I just saw her wrote, which one do you choose? And I decided to tell the world which one I choose to keep forever. Yeah. And that would be Twix.
Oh, yeah. No wonder people were mad at you. That's insanity.
No, I wrote Twix for life, so I feel like that makes it very clear that I love Twix.
She said, which one do you ban forever? And you said, Twix for life. Ban it forever.
Or you hate it. Like, Twix for life. Get out of here.
All of a sudden, you're doing, I have a New York accent again. Yeah. Get out of here.
You're abrasive when you get mad about things.
It's true.
Boy, it's really interesting. Danny finally decided to get some gonads about this issue.
And turned into a New Yorker.
He came at you, bro.
Don't at me, bro.
All right, so and my choice.
And to be more specific, it's the left Twix, because some people did ask me which one I
watched. Oh, the left Twix. Yeah, okay. So
I'll go right.
So the question is, we know that for me, I would say, out of Snickers, Reese's, Milky Ways, Kit Kats, M&M, and Twix. And I'll have to tell you, it's a tie between Reese's and Snickers, but...
Oh.
Wow. Yeah, it's a tie between Reese's and Snickers, I'm edging Reese's up just slightly over Snickers.
Can we put him on a list?
Yeah, he's on timeout.
All right, well, I'd like to see, which one would you go, Danny?
Oh, Kit Kat for sure.
Oh, you're in.
Kit Kat goes away forever.
Yeah,
it's a no-brainer.
What, Kit Kat?
No.
What?
M&M's. Get the F out of here.
That's my second. Yeah, M&M's can go away.
Okay,
it's either M&M's or Milky Way.
Well, you guys both now are officially on a do not fly list. The country can't
trust you. Piss you off.
Yeah.
I do like to fight with BJ, but I agree with him. Snickers and Reese's are on the bottom of my list.
Oh, even when texture agrees, M&M's all day. They're so overrated.
This is why.
Especially the basic M&M's.
The basic M&M's? The basic M&M's melt in your freaking mouth. Not in your hand. Put any one of those in your hand, and you know what? You got nothing but
Twix melted doesn't
crap.
Melt in my hand because I already finished it by the time it's even going to melt.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I put that whole thing in my mouth.
Especially a fun size one.
Pardon me. pardon me. I forget the conversation, sir. What were you saying?
If you put a pretzel inside of it, fantastic. Peanut butter inside of it, awesome. Even a peanut, I'm willing to take that.
Agreed.
Plain M&Ms, get the hell out of here. I told you.
Everybody's from New York now. Hey, plain M&M.
Get out of here. Forget about it.
What are you doing here, Mr. M&M? You plain bastard. Get out of here. All right. So that's it, huh? So we've got Danny would get rid of M&Ms. Get rid of M&Ms.
Kit Kat.
Oh, yeah. Danny's the Kit Kat. You're the M&Ms.
And, I think I'm Reese's.
And Vicky's Reese's. Okay.
And I noticed on my Twitter, at least, it seemed like a lot of people were saying Milky Way, but I looked on Liz's and it was all over the place. But Milky Way seemed to be the most popular one on my Twitter.
Milky Way would be my, here's the thing, even though Reese's and I think Snickers are on the same level for me, when I think of look at variety, because variety is a spice of life, I can get what I want in a Milky Way in some of these other ones, in my opinion. So I still want the peanut butter. So even though I think Reese's is below Milky Way, considering I get to have all the other stuff, I want a variety, so Milky Way would have to be my second choice to go. It's only for variety's sake.
Like one person wrote on Twitter, scram M&Ms.
Oh, they're so addicting to me. And, Steve, look, I can't argue. I like peanut M&Ms better than regular M&Ms, but I think it's more psychological for me. I really see what you're all saying about the M&Ms, and yet it's a psychological thing. I still love them, and I feel like it's like, you know, the kid in the family you don't like Sarah, I wouldn't let her go.
Ouch.
You know, I mean.
She's like the plain M&Ms?
Yeah, she's the plain M&M. Oh. Sarah's if anything, she's completely not a plain M&M.
She's boxed wine M&Ms.
Yeah, that's what she is.
That's even the flavor.
Yeah, but I know M&Ms are not the superior one there, but the M&M legacy, what they've done, all the varieties, these other candy bars and choices can't come close to the M&M dynasty that is out there.
And dude, it's insane how many people, over 35,000 comments, a bunch of people retweet. I mean, people all across the country are having fun with this, including us. I mean, it was a fun little tweet to put out there, and it kind of gives you a little perspective, though, because Liz posted another tweet saying, I've been sitting with some grief this past few days as I'm coming up on the anniversary of my mom's passing. I know it's just a stupid candy tweet, but I've appreciated all the fun here. It's been really refreshing. Thanks, everyone, for playing along. I needed a little harmless fun.
Oh, look at that.
See, Twitter can do something good every once in a while.
Yeah, well.
It's rare.
Yeah, Liz, of course, is one of the class acts in the broadcasting business, and much love to her. And I want to thank her as well, because it's always fun to have somebody put something out on the internet, on social network, that people can have fun with, as opposed to just, you know, sometimes what social networking can be. So, awesome.
Except for the people who think M&M should stay in this pile. They're all weird.
Oh, is that it? Okay.
And then idiots like me who don't read her tweet properly.
Well, there's that too. Yeah. Really, I think. So what you're saying is you and M&Ms really should be gone forever.
Yeah, man.
Okay, all right.
I lost a great opportunity to tag you and say M&Ms should go.
Oh, this is tough, because if I have to lose M&Ms but lose you as well, ooh.
Ow.
Now we're talking. Boy, that's incentive right there. We got to talk about this man that was sentenced to 75 hours of community service. Why? Because he passed gas. Yes. Steve's got all the info for you. The Migs Report, 617 on The Rock. 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Well informed on the issues of the day? Not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is The Migs Report.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks to Kia Puyallup for giving us the Migs Report, and happy first day of fall.
Yay! Yeah, that's right. The equinox, right. Baby.
Try not to trip.
I don't know.
Oh, thanks.
I don't know.
Wow. Try not to trip, everybody.
Well, I'm just a little thrown off because it's also National Proposal Day, and I don't know if you heard this insane story about this guy who proposed to his girlfriend and then died.
What?
This is so weird, man. It's not a funny story or anything like that, but I just was like, I couldn't even believe this. It happened in, Tanzania?
Okay.
A guy named Steven and his girlfriend, they're from Louisiana. They were on vacation. They were staying in one of those hotels where the bedroom is underwater.
Oh.
But you got like the windows so you can see what's swimming by you and stuff like that.
That's
so
cool.
He thought it'd be a cool idea to propose to her by swimming outside of the room, going up to that window, holding up a proposal sign while he's underwater and she's in the room.
Oh, no.
So he does that. She's smiling and all this type of stuff. And then he never resurfaced, apparently drowned while trying to make his way back up.
Oh, no.
I couldn't even believe that when I saw that this morning.
So he he drowned trying to propose to her?
That's what they think. They're trying to figure everything out and find out exactly what happened, but went from the proposal to then just not coming back up.
Oh, that's a beating, man.
Right?
Oh, that is horrible.
The poor woman.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. I saw that on National Proposal Day. I'm like, this is not the right day to have National Proposal Day when that's like a big story that's in the news right now.
Oh, damn, dude.
Ay, ay, ay.
Wow.
Let's talk about this strange story that happened in Scotland. It's a 28-year-old guy by the name of Stuart. He was arrested for a minor car accident where the cops smelled weed on him. So they took him to the station. They're like, do you have any weed? He's like being weird. So they decided to give him a strip search. And he told them, when they told him to bend over during the search, he intentionally farted.
Okay.
Not once, not twice.
Oh, wow.
But three times.
Woo, this guy.
And then to make matters worse for the cops who had to deal with this as he's blowing butt.
Yeah.
He then says, how do you like that?
How do you like them apples?
And actually said, how do you like that?
Yeah.
Well, they then sent him off to the courthouse and had to also talk about the matter of the flatulence as well. And he was in trouble for, quote, intentionally flatulating at the cops, which is an actual crime in the books in Scotland.
Oh, really?
Apparently so. We got 75 hours of community service for farting in the cop's face.
I don't know if we have a law like that, but what the hell happened in Scotland that someone said we have got to make a fart law for the cops?
You're right. In order for that law to be there, someone did something once.
Wow.
Wouldn't that be funny if it was like his great-grandfather? That's just what they do in their family.
Oh, that's their thing.
That's their thing. This one, I just bring up this story because the headline alone is just great. It says, a topless woman is busted for stealing a T-shirt.
Okay.
It's a 32-year-old woman named Courtney. She's from Louisiana. She was in Florida, and I guess she went to a surf shop and stole a pair of flip-flops and also a T-shirt.
Yeah.
And people said that she probably would have got away with it, but she already had a bunch of cops called on her because when she was walking around, she was shirtless. And that, of course, is not something you can do. So the cops showed up. They noticed that she was topless. And, yeah, they found all the stuff that was stolen in her bag, including the T-shirt. So I don't know why she didn't wear the shirt, or maybe it just didn't fit properly.
That's probably what it was. Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Or what? Maybe she's like me. You know, I don't like to wear a shirt until I wash it.
Yeah. Oh, good call.
Doesn't feel good on your body.
So when you're stealing your stuff, you got to wash it first.
Right.
All right.
Just give you an update on what happened over at Area 51. You know, there was that big thing on Friday. And I say big thing because millions of people confirmed that they were going to go there on Facebook saying, yeah, we will storm Area 51. So Friday was the day. 100 people showed up.
Facebook. Like you said, Steve, boy, bands know what that's like.
100%. So anyone who puts on an event, you throw it up there on Facebook, you get all these people. I love the people who say interested. It's like, yeah. Don't even bother. Like, we know you're not going.
You're not
going
to.
When you write interested, that's not, you're not. 9 times out of 10, you're not going to that event.
I always mark interested, so it reminds me the event's coming, just in case I can go.
And how often do you go?
9 out of 10 times.
It's improving my point.
I know. It's that FOMO thing. You don't want to miss out on something that you really don't want to go to.
Or you just want your friends to know that, I might come to your event.
Yeah, hey, it's a great idea in theory, but I'm not getting out of my PJs.
The worst is I don't even click on those things. If I know I'm not going, I don't even want to click on it. Because I've had people say, hey, I saw that you saw my event. Are you planning on coming? And I'm like, God, no. No, if I was, I would say I'm coming.
See, that's the thing. I've learned not to be so needy. I remember that book, He's Not That Into You. And I've now changed it to, he and she are not that interested in my event. As if they were, they would be, I'm going. And they'd actually post, can't wait.
And I don't like to be the guy. I mean, maybe I should just be the guy that just writes not going. I just feel like that's such a... I don't know.
Oh, I do. I feel like at least it lets you know you've got resolution. You know, that. See, I would like to know.
I just want to pretend I never even knew about it. Yeah. Can there be a button that I could click on that? Yeah. Pretending I don't know about it.
You know, it's so funny because we had that happen Sunday. We were waiting on people who never got back to us. They were interested. Uh-huh. And it's like, are you going to come? Are you not going to come? And yeah.
Well, Area 51, only 100 people apparently showed up for it. And we talked about it on Friday that there was one woman that was in trouble. Apparently, she was only detained. She put her foot under the barrier of the gate, but then they let her go.
Oh.
There was one arrest. A guy was arrested for a decent exposure after he peed near one of the gates.
My favorite place, though.
What's going on?
Yeah, I know. But
there were guys wearing, like, the tinfoil hats.
Yes. Oh, yeah, dude, you got to be prepared.
Some dude had a plunger that was wrapped in tinfoil. I don't know what he was hoping to do.
He thought, Dalek was going to come by and fight him, apparently. But my favorite thing was the little hotel, the little place they have there called the A. Lee Inn.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and I was
That's awesome.
And they got a little guy, like it's a really goofy cartoon of a gray alien with a big head, and I'm like, all right, I just want to go stay at the A. Lee Inn. I want to go stay there.
Someone said porn star Riley Reid showed up and shook her ass at Area 51.
Did she really?
Now, see, that makes it worth going. I would have confirmed going if I knew that.
Yeah, see, I didn't think about the twerking aspects from porn stars. Jeez, now I go from interested to, yeah, I'm going.
If only she could have showed up to CenturyLink Field yesterday to give somebody something fun to watch, because it sure as hell wasn't that Seahawks game.
My God.
What the hell?
Well, if I told you the statistics of yesterday's game, you would have been like, oh, we destroyed them.
Yeah, Russ looked great. I mean, great. He needed to do something for that damn team because nothing else was working.
He had one of the best offensive days he's had in his career. They graded Russell Wilson an A- in the paper today for his performance, and we got our asses kicked, if you ask me.
And the thing is that's funny. It's like, if you didn't watch the game, you see that the Seahawks lost, in case you didn't know.
Did they really?
To the New Orleans Saints. It was 33-27, or if Mitch is listening, because we'll be talking to him at 7:17, it was 27-33 loss.
Yes.
Mitch Levy will join us at 7:17 to go over everything that happened with the game. But, man, oh, man, just what the hell? They can't run.
Nope.
Guy's slipping left and right. Can't hold on to a ball. Fumbles it.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
Can't tackle.
No, well, why would
What was going on with that?
Who wants to tackle? I mean, arguably they're saying that that dude is actually hard to tackle. But, I mean, I don't know, man. You got to be able to tackle in the NFL, don't you?
He wasn't the only guy they weren't tackling, though. Yeah. I mean, geez, come on. What was it, a flag football game and we just didn't know about it?
Yeah. You want to make an excuse. It's hard to come up with one.
Well, yeah, you know, it's not even like you can blame the defense. Yeah, they scored 33 points, but think about 20 of those points. I mean, a punt return for a touchdown, then that fumble that returned for a touchdown. And then that illegal formation penalty, that negated a field goal on that one.
Yeah.
I mean, everything about it. And then, what the hell? Even Pete Carroll said it wasn't my best game either.
Well, that's because he wasn't checked for concussion protocol.
Dude, he got hit in the face with a football during the pregame.
Exactly. Why did they bring him in the tent? Because he looked like a guy who didn't know what the hell he was doing. And well, maybe because he got a football to the head. Maybe that's why.
He looked like the guy that shows up to a bar and you're just like, yeah, I'm not talking to that dude. That dude, he looked like he had a rough day.
Yeah, he did.
Still bleeding.
And he's at the press conference. He's like,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, Pete. I mean, and you know what? And Pete's just like, oh, I've had my nose broken a lot of times. That's just, don't ask that question. What else we got?
And of course, everybody going into that game was feeling real confident because you're going to be without Drew Brees and you got Ted Bridgewater and all this stuff. And, you know, after the game, Bobby Wagner did have this to say about how, you know what? You got to take every team that you play seriously.
You just have to understand that you have to play your best football. And no matter who's out there on the field, if you don't come out ready to play, you know, they'll beat you. It doesn't matter who we playing. No matter if we playing a team that's 15-0 or a team that's 1-15, it's you have to bring your best every single time.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
It's still crazy that the game ended 33-27 because it was not a close game at all.
No. And it, you know what it looked like? Well, first, it looked like a preseason game in conditions that everyone can talk about what they can talk about. But you know what? The Hawks don't play in a lot of rain either. I mean, we've been pretty fortunate when watching football. There's been not a lot of rainy games, at the Clink.
Well, they won the last game. Granted, it wasn't for the whole game, but it was raining. I mean, not the game against Pittsburgh with the home opener.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I've never seen players slip as much as they were. I mean,
that's why I was thinking maybe.
Get better cleats, buddy.
Yeah. I mean, and we can talk to Mitch about this, you know, because like I said, I haven't seen that much either. And was it really that wet out there? I have no clue.
Now, as a Metal fan, I have to say the game started off great. I don't understand how this happened, but it was pretty freaking awesome. Joey Belladonna from Anthrax sang the national anthem and crushed it.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Oh, my gosh. That guy's got great pipes as it is. But I don't know if this is like a goal of his, because I noticed that he's been doing national anthems at random places, like minor league baseball games and other places as well. Maybe it's like a life goal that he wants to do the national anthem in different sports.
Yeah,
but
dude.
But he did a great job, and it was kind of a happy surprise. Like, whoa, the dude from Anthrax is singing.
If that's his goal... Well, once the NFL lets you do it, the other sports have to let you do it, because the NFL right now is kind of king, isn't it? And you should be able to get to do it for every sport now.
Now, we're bummed about the Seahawks performance, but at least we're not massive Cougars fans, because holy smokes.
Oh, I know.
You think you scored 63 points, and your quarterback, Anthony Gordon, throws 9 touchdown passes.
Yeah, you think you got...
Yeah. Well, they blew a 32-point lead and lost to UCLA.
Yeah.
67-63. I mean, the only thing that was good this weekend, Seattle sports-wise, Huskies, they won 45-19 to BYU. Sounders lost 2-0 to DC United.
That stinks.
Mariners lost 2-1 to Baltimore.
Yeah, that
as far
really
as
is,
weather,
yeah.
60 degrees and cloudy, and thank you, Shane Company, for the Meigs report, and that's what's up.
That's what's up. And, you know, maybe we'll get Mitch to comment on this, too, even though we're talking a lot of football. Mitch will be with us at 7:17 this morning. Mitch Levy, of course. Mitch back in the morning. We'll ask him about this as a big week, because this is Felix Hernandez's this Thursday, his last game as a Mariner. Everybody's really pretty much thinking this is his swan song. Last time we'll see him, which a legacy will end. Wouldn't mind, you know, getting a little opinion from Mitch, because he's covered all the years where, you know, that Felix was here. That is a big deal. I mean, Ichiro at the beginning of the season, and now here it is, Felix at the end of the season. Two of the greatest Mariners, maybe in history, gone. Well, probably not maybe in history, but two of the greatest Mariners we have.
I mean, they would be debatable to be put on a Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, I mean,
one of them at least.
Yeah, you definitely got, of course, obviously Edgar, and you've got the kid, of course.
Yeah,
you got
Griffey.
All that. Yeah, but yeah, it's that's kind of big in 1 year.
Now I'm like, yeah, who do you put on the Mariners Mount Rushmore?
That's a tough one, isn't it?
I mean, Griffey, you got it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to definitely, I say Edgar.
You got to do Edgar.
You got Ichiro?
Yeah. Well, I say Ichiro because, look, Ichiro is like, he's amazing. Look, Felix was great, but Ichiro was amazing. Ichiro was a record setter in what he did.
Felix was a Cy Young winner. I mean,
the trouble is that Felix
team sucked. Throughout.
Yeah, he never went to the playoffs where Ichiro, I think at least 1 year we went to the playoffs with Ichiro. Yeah, and, of course,
that was that 116 win season.
Yeah, and Gar, those two went to the playoffs. But, that's the sad thing. Felix never went to the playoffs. Not all his fault.
Gaylord Perry, would you put him in?
Gaylord Perry, would I put him in there? Yeah, I'm having a hard time getting that fifth person.
Well, they only need four. It's Mount Rushmore.
Oh, yeah, you're right. All right.
So he's going to stop it there?
Jay Buhner is, right? I mean, Jay Buhner, you got to think about, man, that is tough.
I mean, so many great players, but now, like, you got, like, guys like, obviously, A-Rod and Randy Johnson didn't stay long enough, maybe, in the eyes of some. But then again, I mean, some people would feel that way about Griffey.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I would say Griffey's a no-brainer.
If you're going to put Griffey up there, I think you got to put Randy Johnson up there.
Okay.
See, A-Rod, everybody hates A-Rod. So, I mean, you can see leaving him off, even though he surely deservedly, you know, should be up there, if you know, as far as the quality of his play. But, yeah. All right.
Well, so this is the bone. You got to, Jay Buhner.
Yeah. That's a tough one.
It is.
Yeah.
We'll have to ask Mitch.
Yeah, definitely. Who is Mount Rushmore Mariners are.
Yep.
Yeah, good call. All right. Well, if you would like a shot at beating Steve, you know, the Mount Rushmore of trivia, well, I mean, you're up there, right? Is there anybody? There really isn't. There's the three. There's just three. They say don't even bother. Just put Steve and then anybody else you want to put on there.
I mean, that's debatable.
Okay. Well, you know, at least with Beat Migs anyway. And if you want a shot at seeing if you can get yourself on the Mount Rushmore of Beat Migs, well, do it right now. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock. 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Let's play Beat Migs.
It's time to play the game. Woo! So everybody scream his name. Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa! Beat Migs, you're a loser.
It is time.
Look out, baby.
Woo! To Beat Migs.
Sarah.
Did you miss me?
Yeah.
Did
I'm back hosting again. Oh,
wow.
Yes. And I don't know about you.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Don't worry. Rev's back tomorrow, you guys. Don't worry. It's the last morning you get of me.
Well, if he can get on the plane the right way, we'll see.
I know. Who knows, actually? He might be stuck in Florida or wherever he is.
Yeah, I saw pictures of him on the beach with Ricker. It's like that's the most random vacation ever.
That is so random. I can't picture either of them on a beach together. Like, and there's I don't even want to picture.
And you've
that.
Got a guy who's actually keeps himself in good shape, and Rev.
Oh, I was just saying, Ricker.
Ouch. Poor Rev. Anyway, I don't know about you guys, but I feel like we need to.
There was one picture. There's like a group of them. I think it's for like Rickard's, like, he does his podcast that Rev does with him.
Oh, his podcast.
I guess. Oh. And there's a shot of Ricker on the beach shirtless, and you're right, he's like in great shape. And then I thought, I was like, wow, Rev's looking really good, because there's another guy that was shirtless, like hanging right next to Ricker. I'm like, damn. Good for Rev, man. I know he's been putting in some work. And then I realized it's just another dude that they also were with that was bald with a giant goatee.
Oh, that's funny.
And when I clicked on the picture to enlarge, I was like, oh, that's not the Rev.
Nope.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's nice you thought thought it was him though for a second.
I did.
Yeah, obviously he has. Steve pays no attention to Riv. He has. He does not look like anybody. He tells me he's been working out, and I wait like where.
Wow. Or what kind of workout?
Yeah, exactly. And then he told me the kind of workout where he pedals underneath the table. He's got that
that
stupid pedal device. And he's like, oh, you won't believe what I put in while I was playing a game yesterday. I'm like, okay, you know what?
Put it in work, bro.
Yeah, I'm glad you believe it.
Hey, at least he's trying, right?
Yeah. Is he, though?
Is he? All right, you guys. But can we pump it up for Monday real quick? Let me see.
Yeah, doesn't that look like the Rev for a second?
Yeah, I thought that was Rev. Yeah, I can see
actually,
that.
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, Rev got a tattoo, and he's dropped a few LBs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, he can't wait to come back here. Look at that picture of Ricker. Friggin' Ricker.
Okay, anyway, you guys, let's get back to this game.
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks for keeping us online.
Can we pump it up for Monday?
Oh, we can.
Thank you.
That's right.
Pump it up. Pump it up.
Okay.
No. Okay, today we have John from Tacoma. John, are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up, John? Steve, what is John playing for?
Tickets to check out Comedy Bang Bang. That's happening live at the Moore Theater on October 24th. Very popular podcast. And you can check out Comedy Bang Bang live just by going to Ticketmaster.com. That's where you get the tickets.
All right. Now get out. For those playing at home, John has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you can only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What insurance company's slogan is "You're in good hands"?
Allstate.
Yes. The center of the Google Chrome logo is what color?
Red.
No.
Blue.
Yes. Which famous actor directed the 2008 film Gran Torino?
Tarantino?
Gran Torino.
Quentin Tarantino?
No.
Clint Eastwood.
Yes. What color are the stars on the flag of Venezuela?
Red.
No.
Black.
No.
Green.
No. Where on the human body is the skin the thinnest?
Neck.
No.
Elbows.
No.
Knees.
No. What actress co-stars alongside Kate Hudson in the romantic comedy Bride Wars?
Oh, Katherine Heigl?
No.
Pass.
Kelly Clarkson had the hit song "My Life Would Suck Without What"?
Say again?
Kelly Clarkson had the hit song "My Life Would Suck Without What"?
Pass.
3 correct.
That is not what you call a great performance.
Yeah, not too great.
Guess he slipped on the grass a couple times is what happened.
Oh, yeah. It could be worse, though.
Could it be again? Okay.
It could.
Look who it is.
Oh, hello. It's Steve. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
What insurance company's slogan is "You're in good hands"?
Prudential.
No.
State Farm.
No.
Safeco?
No, really? The center of the Google Chrome logo is what color?
Red.
No.
Blue.
Yes. Which famous actor directed the 2008 film Gran Torino?
Oh, that's Clint Eastwood.
Yes. What color are the stars on the flag of Venezuela?
Blue?
No.
Green?
No.
Red?
No. Where on the human body
yellow.
Is the skin the thinnest? And no to both those.
Oh. The head?
No.
Goodness. The dong.
No.
Right, BJ?
Wow.
The hands.
No. What actress co-stars alongside Kate Hudson in the romantic comedy Bride Wars?
Hugh Jackman.
No.
Hugh Grant.
No.
Melissa McCarthy.
No.
Oh, that would have been such a lucky guess.
Kelly Clarkson had the hit song "My Life Would Suck Without What"?
Alcohol.
No, but true. Let's get real.
Wow. Is that you?
Steve. Yes, it would be you.
Why would I just say that?
No,
you
got 2 correct, which means
you would have tied if you just said you.
Wow.
You dropped the deuce, Steve. Congratulations, John. You're a winner, my friend.
John, good job.
Wow, that is so awesome because, Steve, you get this.
That sucks.
That was kind of
terrible.
Yeah, it was awful.
What color are the
socks? I blame you.
These are great. I didn't think these questions were that hard.
Just not used to your rhythm of asking questions. I didn't time it out properly.
Sorry, man.
It's all your fault.
I know. What color are the stars on the flag of Venezuela?
White.
Black?
Yeah, white.
Or white, like I said.
Yeah, where on the human body is the skin the thinnest?
Is it the ears or the eyelids?
The eyelids.
Yep. Yeah,
the
eyelids.
Good job, Vic.
And what actress co-stars alongside Kate Hudson in the romantic film Bride Wars?
Anne Hathaway.
Yes, even Vicky knows that.
I've never seen Bride Wars. What the hell is Bride Wars?
It's a great flick.
It's a movie about brides who are at war with each other.
Yep. Oh. Yeah, they were best friends. Yeah, it was a great film.
I mean, I might have seen it. I just probably chose not to pay attention while it was on.
Kate Hudson and Anne Hathaway, they're both gorgeous. So
and they end up fighting in it, like actually like
Oh, really? Oh, fist fighting? Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, well, you know, girl fist fighting. So not really.
I like the text, Steve just cooged it. Next text, Steve looks like the Cougars.
Yeah.
No, I didn't have 9 touchdowns. I was not doing well at all.
Yeah, no.
At any point.
Not that good.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to John for beating Steve.
Yeah, all you got to do is tie or beat Steve. That's how you get the prize. And if this is any indication, this is a tough one for Steve today. I don't know, man.
I'll turn it around, man. I haven't finished my coffee.
It's just been a tough week all the way around.
This Monday. If it's a tough week, this sucks.
I'm counting this towards this weekend, really.
Okay, why?
Yeah, for competitors. I'm just saying. For the Cougs, for the Hawks, and just, you know, yeah, it's been...
Mariners, Sounders.
Yeah, really. Everybody is just not having a good time.
Except the Huskies. T-Birds won over the weekend. I mean,
all right, okay. Yeah.
Devils looked all right in a preseason game.
Good for you and your Devils.
No, I wouldn't say that yet.
I'm only saying it because they also beat my Bruins in the preseason already, and I'm not happy about that. But it's only preseason.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, the movies, I can't say that because it wasn't good for Rambo. He didn't win.
Oh, see, dude, someone even texted, Migs, are we going to get a review from your brother on Rambo? Because on Friday, we talked about how my brother went to go see it.
Yeah.
He's in Bahrain because in the military, and he went to see it, and he did message me back with a review.
Oh, well, it came in at number 3. It didn't even... Wow, it only made $19 million. There's a space movie with Brad Pitt called Ad Astra, which the critics love, but all the people who saw it hate it, it seems, if you go to Rotten Tomatoes, where it's vice versa with Rambo.
I thought for sure that... I didn't think it was going to be like a massive blockbuster, but I thought it would do better than $19 million.
You guys are going to die when you realize what beat both those movies, though, because Ad Astra wasn't the number one movie either. Rambo was in 3rd place.
Whoa.
They all lost. You're going to hate this. And I just saw it because I was hanging with my buddy yesterday, and his wife didn't want to hang with us. And they were like, no, it's no football for me. No games for me. Instead, I'm going to go see Downton Abbey. That was the number one movie over the weekend based on the PBS TV show of many years. Look at Steve. Steve just threw the fidget spinner. He's done. Oh, apparently Mr. Carlson and Mrs. Hughes not good enough
for
you.
What the hell? They have a movie now, too?
Yeah, they just put it out. Yeah.
And oh, my God.
Well, a lot of people were sad when it was after 5 seasons. I think that's how many seasons they had. And I can't lie. I'm not going to pretend it's not me. My wife and I really love Downton Abbey. And I don't know if we're going to go see the movie. We may this weekend.
Oh,
I don't know.
No. Come on, BJ. Don't do it.
Oh, I like the show. I'm not going to sit there and pretend.
You're going to go see a movie?
I really like these characters. I'm kind of stoked to see what happens. But I am also... Like, it's not a movie I need to see beyond the big screen. I mean, I don't think there's anything so action-y that I can't maybe say to my wife, do we really got to go see this or should we wait for it to come out?
That'd be so awesome if it was like a straight-up action film. Completely the opposite of the television show.
That would be awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
They just snap.
Yeah, and you would hate this show so much.
No, I'm positive I would hate
it. Oh, God. It just moves at a snail's pace. And I'm just thinking, well, the movie is probably going to be the same.
That's insane that they made $31 million out of it. That's not bad for, I don't know how much it cost for them to make the film.
They couldn't have cost a whole lot, really. I mean, there's not much. I mean, maybe the costume design and whatever. I don't know.
But they already got that made from the show.
Yeah, if they didn't throw that stuff away, you're right.
I mean, I wish John Rambo would have showed up, taking them all out.
Oh, that would have been funny. That would have been so funny if they just mashed that up. Yeah, so Downton Abbey number 1, Ad Astra, which is a weird movie, I guess, in space. I'll probably watch it, but it might be more like Gravity is what I'm hearing. Mm. And Rambo Last Blood came in at number 3.
My brother's review, in case you were wondering.
Oh, right, because here's the thing. The critics destroyed Rambo.
Yes.
But everybody that we saw who saw, you know, Rotten Tomatoes, where they got the popcorn bucket, 85% last time I checked, loved the movie. So what's your brother say?
He said, he, being Sylvester Stallone, definitely did not hold back. I really enjoyed it, though the storyline is a tough one due to how real the situation is in regards to trafficking. I don't want to spoil it. That's what he wrote. He's unlike you. And I will probably go see it again when it plays on the base.
Oh, wow.
So I know that they said that something happens where his niece he has to go.
Okay, well,
so I'd imagine. Yeah. So is it just basically Taken, but with Rambo instead of Liam Neeson?
That's what I'm thinking.
Awesome.
I've got a certain set of skills. And I mean, in Taken, since he brought up the T word, in Taken, I think it was just a kidnapping situation.
No, in Taken, like they were turning her into a
was it? Oh, it was trafficking too?
I don't want to spoil it. Sounds like you don't remember the movie.
God, I don't remember it at all.
His daughter and her friend.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Hopped up on the heroin ski and then all of a sudden.
Oh, you're right. I am totally thinking of a different movie.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, so dude, this is Taken.
So this is totally Taken.
They took it from Taken.
Oh, I thought, somebody's kid just gets kidnapped and they want money, and then the guy goes, you don't understand. I don't know what movie that is, but you're right. Taken is the trafficking.
I'm sure that
angle.
Was Taken, too. I don't even know anymore.
Okay, so then, wow, Rambo, really? It's just Rambo, Taken? God, really?
I'm okay with that. I think every few years they just reboot Taken, but with a different premise. Maybe James Bond at some point.
James Bond, Taken.
Yeah.
All right.
Like his friend or something like that gets taken.
Well, it's nice that they bring up the trafficking word, because the trafficking is such a horrendous situation that I can't believe human beings do with other human beings. I can't believe that with all the history that we have as humans, we're still doing that. It's amazing to me.
Someone said Rambo was awesome. It was brutal, and it was very brutal at the end.
Okay.
Just says it's absolutely awesome. The flashbacks in the past movies during the end credits were extremely cool to see. Way better than Taken. Well, that's high praise.
That says a lot, because Taken's
one of the greatest movies ever made.
Well, people really love that movie a lot. All right. Makes me think I got to see this.
All right. Are you going to see it over Downton Abbey?
No. No, because my wife is not going to go see Rambo. There's no way I can get her to see that.
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
My wife hates violence and stuff.
Oh, then this will be perfect.
Yeah, she's not.
Doesn't she like kung fu movies? There's violence in that.
Yeah, Kung Fu, the TV
different.
Show.
Yeah,
Kung Fu, the TV show is nowhere near to Rambo Girl.
Oh, so it's not like any kung fu movie.
There's kung fu. Oh, yeah, and she can tolerate some, but I tried to get her to watch Into the Badlands, but it was too graphic.
Gotcha.
Even though it was wonderfully and beautifully choreographed as far as kung fu action and martial arts. So, I don't think.
Oh, we got another text message. Somebody has a very important question to ask us.
Yes, sir.
They said, I saw Joey D's finally made mac and cheese on social media.
Oh.
How was it?
Dude, Joey. We weren't at the picnics. There was a company picnic that we couldn't go to, Steve. And I can't believe he made the mac and cheese.
I saw this on social media because people started tagging me. And they said, Steve's not going to be happy. And so they were tagging you as well.
Yeah.
So you made your world famous, quote unquote, mac and cheese.
That's right.
Over the weekend.
I made a whole vat of it for the barbecue.
It was awesome.
Awesome. Do we have leftovers?
Was there any leftovers, Danny?
There was no leftovers.
Oh, no.
It got demolished.
The vultures destroyed it. Yeah,
why don't you set aside like a Tupperware of... We've been talking about this forever, man.
Here's the thing.
There is no thing.
He is right, Joe. You should have prepared for this.
I literally went over to Danny's house 2.5 hours before the barbecue to make sure that the macaroni and cheese was warm when it got there, because you can only have great macaroni and cheese when it's hot.
We've already talked about this, and we've had this conversation. We've said, look, this has to stop. You need to bring it in cold, and we'll heat it up here.
Yeah, J-Rubs made some pasta salad, and he left some for us at the house.
Because he's a good son.
Yeah, whereas Joey, I don't know why he couldn't have left some at his own house and then brought it in today.
Or leave it with Danny. I'm sure Danny's got some Tupperware at his house.
There is no way Danny would not eat that macaroni and cheese.
Danny's a man of honor when it comes to food.
It's actually true, yeah.
But what happens when he's drunk?
Yeah. He's not a drunk man of honor.
Well, then we'd have to hope that his girlfriend stands tall and makes him not do it. I can't believe you didn't set aside a little bit just so that we could try it. What a horrible son you have.
I'm not going to lie in this particular instance. I thought for sure there's going to be some for me today when I saw those pictures. And now to realize my son did not bring some for his father either.
Look, I did too. I opted not to eat a cookie this morning because I was like, you know what? I bet Joey's bringing in some of his mac and cheese.
Nope.
You know what? You could have come to the barbecue. Oh.
That's impossible when I'm in Leavenworth, silly.
That's a fair point.
By the way.
That's a fair point.
You know what? Steve's getting ready for the child because silly, not exactly the adjective I think he would really like to use in this situation.
Well, you know, I don't want Danny to dump me.
Yeah, exactly.
The real thoughts I have about Joe.
Yeah, but there's no doubt about it.
My favorite, no longer.
Yeah. I do appreciate that you're really getting ready to be a father, and you're going to start. You're going to be less and less hip as the months get closer to December, and then little Miglet comes into play.
I will put this out there: the best part of the day was we're walking down to where our barbecue was, and Joey almost spills
I wish he would have.
Oh my gosh.
I wish you would have. And I wish you would have scraped your knees in the process.
Dude.
Wow. It was really bad. It was like I slipped on a banana peel and the whole vat flew out of the paper bag.
That is so awesome.
But like a hero, I dropped to my knees and boom.
He did.
Grabbed it.
That's like the greatest thing ever when you watch somebody that you know drop a whole bunch of food. That happened once when we were at our hockey classic in Spokane. And Munson, wasted. We left the restaurant and we're going back and he's carrying his leftovers back to the hotel room. And he's carrying it like one of those like old school like waiters, like where on like, you know, you kind of hold your hand up high and then you got the leftovers in the box. Yeah. He's like stumbling. We're videoing him the whole time. We're like, he's not going to be able to make it. He makes it back to the hotel. We're like, this is amazing. This guy has walked like blocks with this leftovers in his hand. He starts to fumble for the key to open up the door and drops it. I wish I still had the picture on my phone.
Oh, that's
and it
great.
Just went everywhere. It was like chicken wings and matcha. It was just a mess. And we all were so happy when that happened because we're like, you sucker.
You guys are horrible.
Wish something had happened to you.
Wow. Dude. Well, the look on Danny's girlfriend's face was priceless. She turned like pale white because she was sitting right next to me or standing next to me and she's watching it slip out and I thought she was going to lose her mind. She's like, Joe, what are you doing? Is it just sliding out of the bag?
So, Danny, is it the greatest mac and cheese ever since we can't enjoy it?
I don't know about the greatest, but it's definitely in like the top 10.
Wow, Joe, you should have saved some for us. Danny's he doesn't appreciate
Danny's
it.
No longer my best friend.
Oh, man.
But they liked it apparently because it's all gone.
It was all gone.
I saw Ryan was chiming in on Ryan Castle, our drunk in charge, on social media saying he makes better mac and cheese.
Whoa. There's a challenge. He said his is bacon.
Oh, boy.
We need to have a throwdown.
Yes!
You know what we need is one of you idiots to bring it in. Now we're going to ask next. When we see Brian, now we're going to say, Ryan, where's your guy? I haven't never had any of this mac and cheese before. Two of these guys claiming they get the greatest and never bring it into us.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Now it's on. Who's going to bring it to us first? Yeah, Ryan's not going to do it either. He's
it's going to be a long competition.
I still can't believe he made a giant thing of it.
None of it for
I
us.
Saw it on social media. I'm like, oh, without a doubt, your son's going to come through and bring us some.
Noob.
I kind of thought that there would be leftovers. So I'm like,
of course
cool.
There's not going to be leftovers. It's mac and cheese. Yeah. Mac and cheese never gets untouched.
No, those folks are savages, dude. You should, you couldn't.
Anywhere you go, wherever there's mac and cheese, it's always gone. But it doesn't matter. Potlucks, wherever I am, man. The mac and cheese is out there. It's gone.
It's always gone.
It's like that and the little meatballs.
Yeah.
You never expect there'll be leftovers.
That's true. Mini meatballs are delicious.
Yeah. Sorry, Steve.
Well.
I've been living with my son all these years. I've known him. I just knew it wasn't going to happen.
Guess I'll enjoy my peach that I brought in today.
There's not enough cheese in a peach.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to leave that at that. Seahawks had a tough loss yesterday.
No.
Yeah. And, of course, Mitch, he's back in the morning. We're going to get Mitch Levy's take on this fine game. Mitch joins us at 7:17.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Team on the Rock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.